This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 867. I don't want my kids to be crushed by student loans, do you? By Michael Smith with financialfinesse.com. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator, bringing you some of the best blogs on personal finance in audio form. Hope you're having a great week so far. Now let's get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. I don't want my kids to be crushed by student loans, do you? By Michael Smith with financialfinesse.com. I read this article titled, "This Bright-Eyed Young Man Was Utterly Demolished by Student Loans," about, can you guess? A guy who has experienced significant financial, personal, and emotional hardship because of the financial responsibility that he took on with significant student loan debt. I wish this were an isolated incident, but based on some meetings I've had with young people recently, I'd be lying if I said this isn't becoming increasingly more common. Maybe not to the extreme that Nick is experiencing, but there is a growing number of young people who may not be finished with paying off student loans until they are closer to Social Security than college. What can be done about this problem? What can you do if you're a student thinking about college or a parent of a child considering college? There are a lot of reasons for the massive explosion of student loan debt in this country, and I won't make this blog about how I'd fix the broader societal and legislative problem, although I do have a few ideas, so Congress, if you're reading. But there are things that can be done at the individual level that can minimize the long-term damage that student loans can create in one's budget. Read the article, and you'll see the most extreme case I've ever seen of student loans playing a central role in the financial difficulties of a person. The reason there's an article about him, and he's part of a documentary about student loans, is that he's an outlier. His situation is extreme. While we can learn from extreme cases, I think we can learn more from people who are becoming the new normal. Over the past few months, I've seen a lot of people who have graduated from college within the last 10 years and have student loan debt as a big item in their budget. It's becoming increasingly common for me to see people who are paying more each month in student loan payments than they are for rent. It is very common for graduates to share an apartment or a house with multiple friends to have an affordable rent so they can pay back their loans. Frugality for these people is required because of the enormous monthly financial burden of student loans. Most of them will be paying student loan payments well into their 40s that are in the neighborhood of what I paid for my first mortgage. How will they buy a house? How will they save for retirement? If they have kids, how will they save for those expenses? The answers are troubling. If there are lessons to be learned, I want to learn them. I have three kids who are rapidly approaching college age. I swear it feels like they were born just yesterday, but two of them are teenagers now. How can they not be in the position of the people that I'm seeing far too often now? Here is my plan and some topics that I have discussed or will in the future with my kids. 1. Save, save, save. I'm contributing as much as I can without being detrimental to my retirement to 529 plans. Having a pool of funds for education expenses is an important part of my plan. Will it be enough? Probably not, so there needs to be other parts of the plan. An online calculator can help you see if you're saving enough. 2. Make a well-informed school selection. There are some parents who want their children to go to the school of their choice regardless of cost. I am not one of those parents. Sure, looking at Pepperdine or Stanford or Yale or Duke is nice, but is it realistic? First, there are the hurdles of getting accepted. Then, the cost is a major issue. Is there a benefit for paying $60,000 per year that you can't get by paying $5,000 to $10,000? This is the conversation I have had and will have again with my daughter. She wants to be a teacher. Her starting salary will be the same regardless of the college name on her diploma. So why overpay now if there's not going to be a tangible benefit later? This all comes down to the choice of school, public versus private, in-state versus out-of-state. What about community college for the first 2 years? These are all decision points that can reduce the financial burden now and not drag down a young graduate's financial life for decades after graduation. 3. Work. I met someone recently who decided to work for a few years before entering college. She's working at an entry-level job now and is taking one or two classes per semester at a local college. The good news for her? Her company has a tuition reimbursement plan. She was unsure about what she wanted to do with her life. She had no true career path upon graduation. So instead of starting a career, she got a job and is living at home with her parents and saving most of her income. She figures that after 2 years, she will have earned 1 year's worth of college credits and will have saved enough money to pay for a year or more. Her tuition reimbursement program is important, and she is learning about potential career paths within her company. She is taking a non-traditional path, but it is working for her. If my sons don't have a solid grasp on what they'd like to do as a career when they're a little older, we may discuss this option. When I talk to the young graduates who come in to talk to me about the level of financial stress that their student loans are creating, a part of me can't help but think of my own kids. I don't want them to talk to a financial planner about how stressed they are within a few years of graduation. I'm having conversations like that far too frequently right now. You just listened to the post titled, "I Don't Want My Kids to Be Crushed by Student Loans, Do You?" by Michael Smith with FinancialFinesse.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much for being here, of course, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.